Welcome to eMoney's Knowledge Base podcast. Maybe you've listened to some of our other episodes, or maybe you're a first-time listener. Either way, welcome. I'm Kate, your podcast host, and on the e-learning team here at eMoney. On today's episode, we're talking with Senior Product Marketing Manager Val Rivera, and we're talking about integrations in eMoney. If you're a frequent eMoney user, you're probably familiar with the integrations feature. So I hope you stick around and listen to today's episode to learn more about how you can be utilizing this feature to elevate your day-to-day business. Here's my conversation with Val. Hey Val, thanks for joining the Knowledge Base podcast. I like to give each guest a moment to introduce themselves to listeners before we jump into the topic of choice, in this case, integrations. So before we really dive in, can you tell our listeners who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Yeah, hi Kate, thank you for having me. I'm Valerie Rivera. I'm the Senior Product Marketing Manager at eMoney for our integrations, APIs, and new markets. For those that don't know what a product marketing manager is, I sit at the intersection of product development, marketing, and sales. So I'm the subject matter expert for my products. I utilize market research and insights to understand what consumers look for in their ideal products. And then I use that research and knowledge to develop brand messaging, positioning, as well as developing the marketing strategy and leading the go-to-market strategy. So I'm thrilled to be here to tell that story and communicate the value for our integrations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you definitely do a lot of different things here at eMoney, but today we are going to be focusing on integrations. For those of our listeners who aren't very familiar with integrations, integrations in eMoney sync your eMoney system with other systems, ideally and typically allowing users to have access to other features like reports, importing clients, things of that nature. Can you start really by telling our listeners about the types of integrations?
Yeah, so we have more than 20 integrations available within eMoney. And we offer integrations for CRM, data gathering, performance reporting, portfolio management and analysis, document storage, risk tolerance, as well as custodian and clearing firm integration. So it's important to know the different types of integrations. The first type are CRM integrations, and these are going to typically import basic contact information for the client and spouse. So these are going to be your red tails, your wealth box. And then we have connection based. These will automatically create a connection for you once the integration has been turned on. And the connection is going to populate and update account information and balances. So think about Allbridge, Fidelity, Investnet, SEI, or Orion. These are going to be your connection-based integrations. Next, we have performance reporting, portfolio management, and risk analysis. This type typically offers single sign-on access to those respective applications. You'll be able to access reports and tools from those applications directly on the eMoney Plans and Reports tab. These are going to be your Riskalyze, Orion, InvestNet, Hidden Levers, as well as Morningstar. Then we have planning integrations. These offer single sign-on as well through multiple access points throughout eMoney, including the eMoney Plans tab. Think MoneyGuide Pro here. And then we have document management integrations, which can include different vendors like Box and Dropbox. And it's going to allow you to bring the client's outside documents into the vault.
That's great. I think that that breakdown will really help people understand a little bit more about the specific integrations that eMoney offers and also what they allow users to do. I would like to answer what I believe to really be a frequently asked question when it comes to integrations, and that is, what is the difference between connections in the app and integrations in the app? Can you talk a little bit about the relationship between these two features?
Great question, and really important, because although they can act in a similar way, right? They're connecting eMoney to another, you know, outside system, they are different and they work very differently. So integrations can have several features and capabilities. We're going to probably talk about those a little bit more later, but again, they're going to have different features, different capabilities, and they'll be able to include account aggregation and file sharing, which allows other platforms to link with your e-money system. Whereas connections are solely responsible for aggregating account values and holdings into the e-money system, and they're added from the connections tab on the top navigation bar. So very different. Again, integrations are going to have different features and capabilities along with account aggregation, whereas connections are solely responsible for aggregating account values.
Awesome. I love helping advisors understand the relationship between features and eMoney because we want them to know how to best use the app as a whole and not just utilize individual features on their own, although that is important as well. With all of that being said, outside of connections, how do integrations work with other eMoney features?
So every integration is going to be different. Every integration provides different features and capabilities, but there are some common features that we see across the integrations and how they work within the eMoney ecosystem. First is that single sign-on. This is available for advisors and sometimes for the client as well, and it makes it easy to access the integrations application directly from eMoney. So you wouldn't have to put in an additional username and password to access that particular integration. This is especially helpful if you want to quickly check something about a client in another system. You know, for advisors to utilize the single sign-on capability, really simple. You're just going to select integrations from the top nav bar, and then you'll select the integration from the dropdown. And as you add more integrations that have single sign-on, you're going to notice that list populates with those integrations. I also mentioned some integrations enable your clients to have single sign-on from their client website. So if this is available and enabled, they're going to see an icon in the nav bar on their client site. I'm pretty sure Black Diamond and Tamarack are just a couple examples of single sign-on on the client website. Another way that we see our integrations working together with eMoney is the ability to generate reports. Some of our integrations enable access to reports. Allbridge is just one example of this. Once the integration's been set up, Allbridge reports can be run from the Reports tab or directly from an Allbridge account on the client overview page. Again, really simple to run an Allbridge report from the Reports tab. You would just navigate to a client's overview page, click Reports, and then Allbridge Reports, and a new tab is going to open, prompting you to make the selection based on the report. It's important to note that this report's going to open in a separate tab. And if you see some type of error code when you're trying to run an Allbridge report, it's pretty likely that you'll need to reach out to Allbridge and request to open a ticket so that you can access the Allbridge reports in eMoney. You can also run a favorite Allbridge report from the client overview page. You would just click the account name and then choose the report from the drop-down menu. You could also access the vault. That's another common feature that is offered with many of the integrations. So for integrations that enable this type of functionality, there's going to be a new folder that's created in the vault, and it's going to be titled with the integration's name. I think I mentioned earlier Dropbox and Box are two examples here, and they're going to enable you to access documents from those systems in eMoney and vice versa. And it's going to allow you to quickly transfer files between those systems. Some enable access to the advisor vault, and then some are also providing access to the client vault. So it just depends on the integration. For that advisor vault access, you're just going to select the advisor vault from the More drop-down menu on the navigation bar. And then to access Dropbox documents from a client vault, you would just select a client from your client from your list and then access the client's vault. So these are just some of the key features of the integrations. As I mentioned, there are a number of other features available depending on the integration. It could be performance data, plan generation, or proposal generation. So really highly encourage visiting the integration page in the platform and explore the capabilities of the integration you would like to utilize. And also don't forget to search for that corresponding integration within the help menu. There's going to be some really valuable resources there.
So many helpful things that you just shared. Thank you so much. And of course, I'm biased, but I love that you called out accessing that integration guide within the help menu. I definitely hope advisors take advantage of that, especially with that suggested help area once they are on the integrations page. I would love to share some best practices when it comes to integrations. What are some best practices when it comes to maybe just getting started with integrations?
Advisors can use around 7 different tools. So it's fairly common that there's going to be more than one integration that is available and that you can enable, and you should. But this is where things get a little tricky, because which one do you add first and which integration is best? So thankfully, we've created a really helpful standard order of operations to follow when you're utilizing more than one integration and importing or linking clients to help optimize your workflow and the integration's functionality. So start by adding your CRM integration first. Again, Redtail, Wealthbox are examples of these. This is going to allow you to import a client. You're going to import that client, which is going to create an e-money profile for them and brings over their basic content and contact information for a client and a spouse. Next, you would link your client's existing profile to a connection-based integration, and that will import their accounts. So connected accounts with underlying holdings is going to update nightly, but again, first, we're starting with that CRM or bringing over that client profile. Now, then we've added our connection-based integration that's going to allow us to bring over their accounts. And then after we've pulled over their client's accounts, we can then link them with other integrations to analyze or assess their portfolio and run reports. This is where our performance reporting, our portfolio management, or risk analysis integrations are going to come into play. And then once the client's data has been imported and linked, you can access those outside documents via the eMoney Vault and utilizing planning tools to uncover further needs. So that's where those planning and document management integrations come into play. So that's that order of operations, super helpful. An example of this, if your CRM is Redtail and your custodian or your brokerage platform is Fidelity, and let's say you also use Riskalyze and Black Diamond, your order of operation is going to look like importing your clients from Redtail, but you're not going to auto-link those accounts. And then you're going to link the existing client to Fidelity, because that's where you want their accounts to come over from, right? That's where they're the custodian. And in this case, we'll auto-link the accounts. And then we're going to link the existing client to Riskalyze, and then we'll link that existing client to Black Diamond. So hopefully that provides some good context for that order of operations. Another best practice I always like to recommend is to have a plan for importing your clients when you're doing this for the first time. In that scenario that we just talked about, we knew that our custodian or brokerage platform is Fidelity, so that's where we wanted our accounts to come from. So when you're creating your plan for importing clients, it's important to know that source of the client's assets under management and if the client already exists in eMoney. If the client does already exist in eMoney, you're just going to link it to an existing account or existing client, versus if the client does not already exist in eMoney, then you would use import as new client. Now, it's possible that you could duplicate accounts. And duplicate accounts could be pulled from the CRM integration like Redtail, and then that connection-based integration like Fidelity or Albridge or Orion. So it's really important to decide where you're going to pull the accounts from before you begin that import process so that you can avoid duplicating accounts. If accounts should be linked through connections, do not auto-link accounts during the setup process, versus if the accounts should be linked through an integration, you're going to use the auto-link accounts during the setup process. So, I know I just covered a lot, but these are the really important parts of best practices to get started with your integrations. And again, great resources in the help menu to that covers all of this so that you don't have to memorize this. There's something that you can actually look at to be a resource as you're going through this process.
I love that. Definitely a lot of information, but there is so much to cover when it comes to integrations. And also it's natural to have so many questions about what is best to do first and next, really just understanding how things best work within the application. So I think this is great. So one thing that we covered with this question is really best practices for maybe someone who's just getting started with integrations. On the flip side, for our listeners who are seasoned e-money advisors, what is one tip or best practice for that advisor who has been utilizing the integrations feature in e-money for some time already?
So I think it's important for anyone who's utilizing the integrations to stay informed of new enhancements that we're making to the integrations. We make updates to the integration, so it's great to know if a new feature becomes available. And you can stay in the loop through our monthly product update email. We might not always have a new enhancement to the integrations every month, but if we do, it's going to be noted there. Perfect example, just recently, we made an update to the InvestNet integration that makes it even easier to create an InvestNet proposal directly from within eMoney. So be sure to keep an eye out for that product update email and any enhancements we're making to our integrations.
Yeah, and even if the updates are not around integrations, there are still so many other exciting product updates to share about. So hopefully listeners can kind of go to that resource for general eMoney updates as well. While there is so much that eMoney integrations offer to users, we do know that there can be limitations. So are there any inabilities to link accounts?
So there's a couple limitations. I think it's important to read through the documentation and help resources, again, in the knowledge base to really understand fully the limitations, but just a couple to note, you know, accounts must be linked via the Allbridge connection if you're going to run Allbridge reports. So if you choose to bring over accounts through a different connection, the Allbridge reports are not going to be available with any money. And then advisors who have both Fidelity and Allbridge must use the Fidelity NFS connection to pull through accounts in order to use all of the Fidelity integration features. If you've been using the Allbridge integration prior to enabling the Fidelity integration, you're going to want to use all of the Fidelity integration features. So all accounts pulled through the Allbridge connection must be unlinked and then relinked via the Fidelity NFS connection. So a couple limitations there. Also, Orion similarly requires all of the investments to live in the Orion connection in order to use the features of the integration. And then also for CRM integration, you know, you can only use one CRM integration at a time. So once you've enabled, let's say, Redtail, you're not going to be able to enable another CRM integration. Again, these are just some of the limitations. It's always best to read through those resources, like I mentioned, and have a full picture so that you can really plan accordingly for where you would like to link accounts from so that you can utilize the functionality that's going to be most important to you.
Perfect. Despite any inabilities to link accounts, eMoney really does offer a ton of integrations for advisors to turn on. How does eMoney decide what integrations to move forward with?
There's a lot of great software providers in the market today, and we know that advisors, you know, have choice in being able to choose those different solutions that they're using. And that makes it tough, but what it comes down to on our side is user demand. Does it solve a user problem? And does it align or accelerate our product vision? So those are the key things there. But if there is an integration anyone would like to see, go to visit our request a feature page to submit any new integration requests or upvote suggestions that maybe someone else has already made. This type of feedback is really invaluable to us and really helps us plan and prioritize which integrations we're going to decide to enable.
Awesome. Yeah, we definitely value what advisors have to say and the feedback they have to offer because they are the ones who are using eMoney every day. We are always on a mission to help our advisors do business effectively and efficiently, and I really think that integrations lends to that. How can advisors utilize the integrations feature to accomplish that, to really make their day-to-day business more efficient?
Well, all of the integrations have different features, like I mentioned, and they're going to be, you know, different features that help with efficiency. But I think, like I mentioned, most of our integrations offer single sign-on into that other tool, that other system. So I highly recommend getting into the practice of jumping to those systems through the single sign-on capability of the integration. I think it's really easy to forget the capability is there, but if you can get into the habit, it's going to save you time and you're going to just be able to work more efficiently because you're not having to open up a new window. You're not having to remember your username and password, right? You're just going to that drop-down menu, selecting the integration, and you're going to be single sign-on in. So definitely going to help with working more efficiently.
Well, Val, thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining the podcast today, and I appreciate all that you had to share. And I expect that listeners will leave today knowing much more about the integrations feature eMoney and how it works well with other features that eMoney has to offer.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a great discussion.
Thanks for catching the integrations episode of the Knowledge Base podcast with Val Rivera. I hope today's episode leaves you feeling inspired on how you can use eMoney integrations in the financial planning process for your clients. As always, our door is open for any podcast questions, comments, or feedback. You can email us at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. Catch another episode of the podcast coming your way soon.